Another difficulty with giving a Harvard commencement address is that some students may disapprove of the fact that I will have borrowed material from my previous speeches, as well as from others. I ask that you forgive me for two reasons. First, in order to be heard, it's important to deliver the same message more than once. Second, authors who borrow from others are following the footsteps of the best. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who graduated from Harvard at the age of 18, noted, "All my best thoughts were stolen by the ancients." Picasso declared, "Good artists borrow, great artists steal." Why should commencement speakers be held to a higher standard? I also want to point out the irony of speaking to graduates of an institution that would have rejected me had I the chutzpah to apply. I'm married to Dean Jean, a former dean of admissions at Stanford. She assures me that she would have rejected me if given the chance. When I showed her a draft of this speech, she objected strongly to my use of the word rejected. She never rejected applicants. Her letter stated, "We are unable to afford offer admission." I have great difficulty understanding the difference. After all, deans of admissions of highly selective schools are in reality deans of rejection. Clearly, I have a lot to learn about marketing.